KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. A gnome man was rescued by helicopter over the weekend after getting stranded on an ice floe. Alaska State Troopers say 60-year-old Frank Carruthers on Sunday afternoon took his snowmobile on sea ice off the west beach to check crab pots. High winds caused the pack ice to break free. By the time Carruthers called authorities by cell phone, a 50-foot gap had opened between the ice he was on and the shore. A chartered Bering Air R-44 helicopter landed on the ice about a mile from shore and picked up Carruthers. He was not injured. High seas and strong winds are preventing crews from boarding an oil drilling ship to check for any damage after the large vessel went aground off an uninhabited island in the Gulf of Alaska. A Coast Guard plane and helicopter flew over the Kulik rig on Tuesday, but severe weather didn't permit putting marine experts on board the drilling rig, which had grounded on a sand and gravel beach in stormy seas. The storm eased on Tuesday, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour and waves up to 30 feet high, and similar conditions are expected on Wednesday. Federal On-Scene Response Coordinator Captain Paul Meller said the Royal Dutch Shell drilling rig is carrying about 143,000 gallons of diesel and about 12,000 gallons of lube oil and hydraulic fluid. The ship appears to be stable, just in case the DEC's Alan Ween says crews are ready to respond if any fuel is spilled. The public can now comment on the FDA's draft report on genetically engineered Atlantic salmon. The report, which was released December 21st, has alarmed Alaska lawmakers. Representative Don Young, as well as Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, have all expressed their concern with the FDA's findings that there is no significant impact on public health or on the environment. Senator Mark Begich says he has been saying the same thing for the past 2.5 years, that the FDA does not have the ability to monitor how genetically modified salmon could harm the food supply chain and the ecosystem.
FDA is not equipped, I believe, to manage this new type of product, food product. They have no experience in this arena, and now they're reaching into an area that I think can be harmful over the long term to our fishery stock.
The FDA has put out their first environmental assessment, specifically regarding Aqua Advantage salmon, a genetically engineered fish first created in 1989 by Aqua Bounty Technologies. The Aqua Advantage salmon is expected to grow much faster than wild salmon. Senator Begich says since this is the first draft, the FDA is required to put it out for public comment. Then the FDA will need to respond to the comments and will determine if the draft report will need to be changed due to the types of responses they receive. Begich encourages all Alaskans to share their opinions with the FDA as quickly as possible, as there has been a push to move the issue forward.
It's clear now FDA wants to approve this, but I clearly think it is a huge mistake and will be damaging to long-term to our fisheries and what we consider the right quality fish, which is the fresh-caught salmon.
According to the FDA's draft report, the Aqua Advantage genetically modified salmon would not be grown or produced in the U.S. Eggs would be produced in a facility on Canada's Prince Edward Island. Upon final testing, the eggs would be sent to another facility in Panama for growth and harvest. Senator Mark Begich says this has serious consequences.
Putting aside our parochial interests, I think anyone who buys salmon and then sees this salmon next to it, first off, won't even know it's genetically engineered, which I think is, poorly. They'll have no labeling, no description of it. Second, it's a lower quality product. Third, no one understands its chemical makeup and what it may impact in the sense of the fisheries long term.
Begich adds that genetically modified salmon would have a direct impact for Alaskans, especially commercial fishermen that are putting wild-caught products into markets around the world, which would compete with the genetically engineered fish.
It brings in a product that we just don't need. There's no demand for this type of product.
To share your thoughts on genetically engineered salmon, go online to regulations.gov and search for salmon. There are several areas where you can comment, or you can contact the FDA at 240-276-8247. The deadline for public comment is February 25th, 2013. The Rasmussen Foundation is pledging millions of dollars to support the arts in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason reports the foundation has been supporting nonprofit organizations and artists in Alaska since the mid-1950s, and the foundation reaffirmed its support for the arts last Thursday. The foundation issued a press release announcing that $8.5 million will be made available to fund a number of arts-related programs and initiatives over the next 4 years. Cassandra Stalzer is a spokesperson for the Rasmussen Foundation. She says the money will be used to fund some new programs under development that would incentivize new public and private investment in the arts. She says the money will also fund a program to help get the arts and artists into rural areas of the state.
The Harper Arts Touring Program was designed specifically to get high-quality arts experiences to off-the-road communities, where we know they are more expensive to transport instruments and equipment and sets and things like that. It also can be used for Alaska artists to mount tours to different Alaska communities. So it can be used for those two purposes.
The Rasmussen Foundation was created in 1955 by Jenny Rasmussen to honor her late husband, who ran the Bank of Alaska. Since its foundation, the foundation has awarded over $230 million in grants. The Nome boys basketball team was successful at the Sitka tournament at the end of December, breaking some school records. At the first game against Bonnie Lake, Washington, the boys won 49-46. Dominique Hall led with 25 points and set new records of 21 rebounds and 11 offensive rebounds during the game. Additionally, Tyler Ide matched a school record of 12 assists. The Nome boys team also won against Ketchikan 57-47. The team record is now 4-1 for the season so far. The Lady Nanooks improved their record 3-2, winning against Ketchikan in their second game of the tournament. Both the Nome boys and girls basketball teams will compete next in the Mount McKinley Bank Holiday Classic in Fairbanks from January 3rd to January 5th. The price of gold in New York has risen $10.50 so far today, trading at $1,686.70 an ounce. An ounce of silver has risen 59 cents so far today, trading at $31.04. And a pound of zinc is at 95 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is currently 30 minutes behind schedule. It's expected to arrive in Nome at 12:54 and depart for Kotzebue at 1:29. Unofficially 19 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 12 o'clock.